Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers coming at you live from an amazing, I'm looking at beautiful fuchsia azaleas out our entertainment room, French doors, and it's just, what a beautiful picture of spring. So I do hope that where you're residing out right now, or if you're catching this via recording a few months from now, at least it's summertime, because I know some of you are still getting that blessed white stuff, which, you know, in May, it's not so much of a blessing anymore. We've had enough of liquid falling from the sky in the form of snow, freezing rain, sleet, you know, you name it, and it's springtime, it's time to go forward. And I am excited that you're on the call, and I'm just as excited, if not more, that our guest Tony Collins is with us. And Tony, I'll have to tell you, this is a treat, because after spending time with you and your daughter, Logan, did I get the name right?
Yes.
I did. Oh, you hesitated just for a nanosecond and made me so nervous, because I'm thinking, I got to get these names right. Getting to spend time with you guys down in Cancun, Mexico, at the Team Kaizen experience. That's what I call it, at the Fairmont Mayakoba. What an amazing... Was that as much fun for you as it was for Stacy and I?
Oh, it was a blast, you know, to be able to spend those 4 days with Logan and, you know, really see how she's developed and interact with the adults, and the chance for her to interact with, you know, people that I think are legends in this business, and for her to see who I get to work it with is, I can't replace that.
Yeah, I remember years ago, we were still newly married. We didn't even have Kenna yet, or any of our girls, and one of the top leaders said, you know, the people in Nikken are the people I want my kids to be around. And it's just an amazing, especially the Team Kaizen people, because their only real motivation is not to win a contest or to be part of an elite group, although those things are great. It's just be doing the right thing day in and day out, and, you know, over and over and over. And that's kind of what you're doing and how you got to where you're at. And so for those of us who never heard your story, I like to sum it up when I'm telling people about you and say, you know, Iowa farm boy does good and goes from, you know, raising corn to raising retailers, you know, or developing customers. You're sowing seeds that have gone full tilt and are harvesting now quite an amazing thing. But take us back. You don't have to take us back to your first experience and, you know, planning or whatever you did growing up. We don't need to know so much about that. But I think the biggest thing is you've been in Nikken, what, 8, 10 years?
8 years.
8 years. And what was that experience like? What got you in?
Well, what got me in was, a friend of mine who I'd done business with, he approached me with the simple fact that people love these products and people buy these products. He didn't approach me with the network. And that's what, you know, got me looking at these products, because he showed them to me and I've never seen anything like them before. So then, you know, I went to a couple meetings, and that's when I found out it was networking. But at that point, it didn't matter, because I've seen what these products was doing for people.
And give us an example when you say that, because a lot of people, I think it's 91-92% of folks get into Nikken, they want the products because they love them. But that experience for you, what was it that you saw, that story?
Well, the aha moment of how magnetics affect the body and is a natural part of our body and environment. And then also the biggest story in the beginning was I had went to a meeting, and they held up a picture of these twin golden retrievers One had the nose was being eaten away off of its body, and the vet said that the only thing they could do was either put it down or give it very invasive treatment, chemo, and she didn't want to do either one of those, and they put them on, you know, the PET pad, the water, and an air system, and within a few months, the nose had regrown, you know, grew back to where it was. And to me, that was the ultimate, you know, testimonial is from something that can't just say, well, yeah, I feel better. This was something that I could actually see.
No placebo with animals. So having had two golden retrievers during our 21 years of marriage, I can say that, yeah, we fall prey to what is called the golden retriever puppy syndrome. They're just so adorable. And so no double-blind study for you, and no even personal experience for you. It was that of, hey, this is what we call common sense medicine. This just makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you know, that one meeting when they was talking about the technologies and stuff, you know, it just brought back some of the stuff that, you know, I learned in sixth grade science class. It's like, oh, well, yeah, that all makes sense. I just never thought about it, you know, our bodies needing any of it.
Okay. And, you know, and I haven't looked back at the records, but I don't remember seeing your name up in lights, as I like to refer to it, in the recognition section on Nikan's website until a few years ago. Tony Collins started appearing, and then when Nikan did a big spread on you, and you were the flavor of the month, or your face kept popping up on the website, and I'm going, I wonder what did it, and so I, you know, I did not the best thing, I did the second best thing. I went to the man above you and said, hey, Gary, what's this new guy, what's he doing? And he just kind of sat back as a proud papa, and for good reason. That was the question I asked you in Mexico. And Esther, does it bother your mentor, if we could call him that, Gary Bolton, that you guys are here and he's not here? And I loved your response. Do you mind sharing that response with the group? Do you remember what
sure,
that was?
Yeah, absolutely. He had told me, and, you know, no, it doesn't bother him because his goal was not that for him to be on that top 10 list. His goal was to have 10 people on that top 10 list. And so that's what he's working for, is others first, and he's going to have the residual off of it.
Well, yeah. It's one thing to, I love the philosophy that I keep hearing over and over and over. And I know we're kind of bouncing all over the page with thoughts here, but it's one thing to go to a movie, but how much better is it to go to a movie with a few of your closest friends, and then you share that experience together?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody asked me, and there's a lot of movies out there, but I think the ones that they describe as feel good are the best ones. And somebody asked me the other day, Vance, have you seen the movie Lion? And Nicole Kidman is the main actress in it, and it's based on a true story about adoption and Google, and basically, you know, modern technology. And I responded by saying, yeah, I went, and what got me was I was sobbing at one point in the movie, especially at the very end. And I said, really, why? You know, it wasn't that emotional. And I said, well, it was because our oldest daughter was a few rows behind us, and three of her closest friends, and she'd seen it, and then she highly recommended it to her three closest friends, and then she told her parents they had to see it. And we happened to be at the same theater, same time, same showing. And at the very end, after all the credits are rolled, and I kind of got myself back together, seeing that Stacy's adopted and two of our three daughters are adopted, I walked back to her and I put my hands on her knee and I said, "Hey kiddo, thank you." And I lost it again. And I looked at her three friends and they were in tears because it was such a moving experience. And I know for Gary, it's more than a moving experience for him to see you and Esther and so many of his team month after month after month following his leadership and what you guys are doing. It's more than just him. You know, it's how much better is it that we, instead of providing a fish to somebody, we teach others to fish. And you're doing that. and so many others are doing it as you're developing your team. So let's go right to the jugular here, because this seems to be the overwhelming question. And I had a lengthy conversation with a gentleman yesterday and about utilizing the internet to draw people into Neekin. But repeat that statement again that you said. It seems to be your mantra that Gary has taught you, and why you got into Neekin, that people love these products, people want these products, people are willing to pay for these products. Isn't it kind of along those lines?
Yeah, absolutely. People love them, people buy them. And so, you know, we're like at the beginning, you talked about the harvest. You know, we just got to put the seeds out there, and the seeds that are fertile will produce, whether they become distributors or whether they become customers.
And what are some of the simple ways you're putting the seeds out there? Because you, I think, was it in January that you added 80-some customers or had 80-some customer orders that month?
Yeah.
How are you scattering seeds?
Well, For new customers, I use Google AdWords and I use Facebook. Facebook has shown that 85% of all sales come from Facebook go through Shopify. So that's the area that I'm focusing on this year, because I think it's a more duplicatable process for everybody to use. And I think it may potentially have a greater return.
Okay. And basically for those of us who, and I say this all the time, I don't have a license yet to drive Facebook. I'm still in my training wheels, so to speak, and have been for years. I'll take full responsibility and not blaming anybody but myself. It's simply I haven't taken the time to really get on there and navigate it, because what usually happens, and Dave Johnson pointed this out years ago, more often than not, you get on Facebook and you start reading stuff and you get sucked in, and before you know it, 2-3 hours have gone by and you haven't stayed the course in what you got on there to do, whether it was to look up a friend or see how somebody's connected, whatever. We fall prey to social media, and it's now a social activity versus a business building activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about a 15-to-1 ratio for, you know, every 1 minute of productive efforts that I put on Facebook. It seems like I spend about 15 minutes of doing things that's really not productive for my business.
The difference between eating your liver or eating your broccoli, which is really, really healthy for us, and eating ice cream. Most people love ice cream, and so it becomes an ice cream activity rather than a broccoli activity or Brussels sprouts. I don't know very many people that really love Brussels sprouts unless they're prepared the right way. Watching what you consumed most of. Can I tell the story about the lamb?
Sure. I hope you wasn't mad, but you know, but go ahead. Yeah.
Little secret, when you're dining at a 5-star restaurant and it's all paid for because it's part of the Fairmont Mayakoba experience, and a particular person such as Tony Collins orders a lamb shank, don't even think you're going to have a conversation with Tony. It ain't happening. Tony tore into that like a raging lion, you know, who had been hunting for days. You weren't a Neanderthal of any sorts like that. I kept asking the same question. Hey, Tony, how are those potatoes? I laughed and laughed and laughed because you basically had quite the relationship with that lamb shank. And you know, everybody listening, I tried to get Tony to share a little piece of it, and he just wouldn't.
Yeah, there was what, four on the plate, you know, and they is extremely good, and it's the best thing I had ate since I've been there, and you know.
Anyways, let's stay on track here. For people that don't use Amazon, or they're not familiar with Facebook or Google, you mentioned that Shopify on Facebook. I'm sure all the information on how to learn more about there, we just need to do a little digging. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the way I learned is using YouTube to find a way and increase my knowledge on that platform. If you look at the top 10 lists of retailers, not one of us, I don't think, maybe sometimes, but it's pretty rare that more than two of us on that top 10 use the same mechanism in advertising or, you know, retailing their products.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I did this the other day just for kicks. No, I'm sorry, it was yesterday. I typed in on Google. I went onto the Google search, and I typed in just plain Nikken. Nikken. That's all I typed in, and you came up as the number one search. And I thought, hey, there's my friend Tony. That was pretty simple enough. And then I typed in, oh, I can't remember what I typed in next, and Shaney Howard popped up. And you know who Shaney is, and I couldn't remember why I knew that name. It seemed like I'd talked to her on the phone or in person at an event. And I thought, this is interesting. You just type in different keywords, and different people type, you know, pop up. And there's different angles. And so, now, I'm going to guess, taking a stab in the dark, that's not by coincidence, right? You're paying something, or somehow you've got a relationship with Google to make that happen?
Yeah, I've got a Google AdWords account, and what you were seeing is my ad, and what you've seen from Shaney was her ad. Shaney is now on my first line. She typically does between $4,000 and $6,000 in volume a month. And the person between us didn't want to pay the renewal fee.
Oops.
Yeah. But, so, you know, back to Google AdWords, I started that account with them, and they rank my ad, and they place it. And then it's a bidding process from that point on, how much it costs me when somebody clicks on it.
You know, and I wanna bring to attention something that years ago, Nikken leads were only given to President's Club members. And this is, I don't expect you to remember this because the President's Club is no longer in existence. Now, if we are a registered active consultant with Nikken, unlike Shaney, Shaney. Unlike her sponsor who chose not to renew but stay active with the company, there is a responsibility when Nikken sends us a lead, just as if you place an ad with Google in your, or any other internet-based search engine you could use. There's a bunch of them out there. And different people use different ones. Okay, Google just happens to be the most popular. And there's a responsibility, and I love what you did. Was it Tuesday or Wednesday when I called you to confirm that you could be our guest this morning? And your response was, "Vance, sorry I missed your call. I was helping a customer place an order." And I commended you for it because that's your responsibility. Rule number one, retailing 101, the most important thing in the retail industry around the globe is, if I don't take care of my customer, somebody else will. And you're doing that. you're taking care of your customers. So when you negotiate and you did won that bidding war, I guess is what you call it, with Google, you have to take care of your customers.
Yeah, I've got a vested interest because, Google, I pay Google, well over $1,000 a month just to participate in that. So if I don't take care of the customer, I don't have any way to pay that bill.
So that's the real secret. No, so the secret's out, folks. You just heard Tony say that his business expense, it's much like getting business cards or the new brochures that are now available through lifeandbalancetools.com or going directly to Dave Johnson. There's a couple different sources. Investing in catalogs. Yes, they're $9 a piece. However, that's a business expense. There's always, when running your own business, there's always expenses. That's the reason why so many people in the world today say, oh, I can't handle the stress of it. There's really not that much stress associated. It's just saying, hey, there are going to be some sacrifices. There are going to be some costs to doing business. The trade-off, though, is so worth it. And exactly what you're saying, hey, it costs you over $1,000 to pay Google, so you better take care of your customers to offset that expense. I'm sure there's other ways to do it, but hey, I like the fact that if somebody were to type in just Nikan, they're going to get Tony. I know they're going to be in good hands with you. So not to be mean-spirited, Tony, but if I'm telling them about Nikan, I want them to come shop with me, not you. I mean, is that okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know you're going to take care of them, but I'd rather if I'm doing the legwork. So that's why it's so crucial to literally when handing somebody a business card, make sure your website is on that. Or make sure they're connected to you. And I had an experience just yesterday, and I won't go into all the details, but when I followed up with the gal, she said, Vance, thank you so much for calling me back. I didn't have your number. And this stuff works. This is amazing. And I immediately thought of you, Tony, and that quote, that mantra of people love these products, people want to buy these products. Over and over and over again. So is there any recommendations? And let's I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking let's wrap this up because I think you've given us enough meat to chew on. Is there any recommendations for somebody who wants to venture in? Because your background, your occupation is a truck driver, correct?
Yeah, that's what I've done the last 13 years.
Okay. So, and I am not thinking in truck driving school they teach you much about Google, right?
No, they do not.
So how'd you learn about this stuff? But you just told us that, actually. You went on YouTube, and there's all kinds of tutorials on how to do this, right?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Gary introduced me to Google. And, he said he thought this was a great platform and kind of gave me some basics on it. But then after that, it was 4 to 6 hours of watching videos every day for 3 months, roughly. And it was experimentation, it was talking to people, but in the end I succeeded.
And you succeeded quite nicely. And I'm not blowing proverbial smoke up your shorts there, buddy. I'm just saying, hey, the facts remain. You're part of Team Kaizen. You won the quarterly contest last summer, along with Nadine Staff, did Esther, was she the third one that won that, or was that
I believe she did win it, yeah.
Okay, and you brought up an interesting point, and yes, I did confirm it, and I'm sure you did a little research and confirmed it as well. For those of us who don't have the ability to develop 4 silvers to earn the trip to Japan, Tony, do you want to share with the group what you and I were talking about? Hey, here's an opportunity. This is more of a lottery than it is an incentive because Nikan takes the top 2 each quarter, and we're in the midst of a quarterly contest right now. And if you have not met the requirements so far this year in 2017 to qualify for Team Kaizen, the simple way, the way that everybody can do it, and that is two requirements. One is every single month you're quality enrolled, $500 points of volume in customer sales, qualified customer sales, and then by the end of this year, December 31st, 2017, developing 4 frontline silvers, helping 4 people reach that. A total, when it's all said and done, 30,000 points by the end of the year. And if you've missed one of those months as a consultant, here's your backup. And Tony, what is that backup?
It's to win a quarterly contest. They allot 2 people out of the top 2 out of each quarterly contest will also get to go to Team Kaizen in Japan.
And it's not a requirement. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
For 2018. And, you know, I don't view it so much as a lottery as it's just another opportunity that we've got to achieve, and you can win multiple years on Team Kaizen, and this is one of the ways to do it.
And so basically, it would take a serious sacrifice, like you just said, 3-4 hours a day to learn this avenue of how to use the internet, how to use something like Google, a platform. And I love that word, platform. It's just another way. You're not guaranteed. Okay, that's why I use the word lottery. You're going to have to be the top achiever each quarter to do that. This quarter, and I'll talk about this in a few minutes and when I get into the announcement, to be that top achiever, you're going to have to get a lot of people onto Nikken's everyday organic-based weight management program. That's it. For every person you get on that and they order it, that's another point. And the person with the most points at come June 30th, you win. The top 2 of us win. And so if you've missed one of those months and you know a lot of people, and this is not about, hear me very carefully. This is not about you picking up the phone saying, hey, you're one of my fat friends. Can you help me out? That's probably not going to go over so well, is it, Tony?
No, I don't imagine so, no.
And it's just simply asking the question, hey, you know, we're into the month of May or June or whenever it is, and are you frustrated like I am that, you know, the New Year's resolution thing didn't work out? Nikken is... And I will echo what Jeff Isom said. When they introduced the cleanse and the detox, and when we reintroduced the reformulated Vital Balance, we are the only ones out there that are creating an affordable, everyday, organic-based weight management program with no chemicals, no additives, none of the junk, none of the soy or the whey protein isolate. We're the only game in town, and here's a simple way to do that. So, and I love the fact that, Tony, you brought this up, that if we miss one of those monthly qualifications so far this year, here's another avenue, here's another way to get into Team Kaizen and go to Japan. And why not shoot for it? And I kept thinking about it, well, what if we don't make it? I'm going the other way. I'm going the way that I know it'll lock in. I don't have to compete against anybody but myself. Going to help develop those 4 people. And I'm sure you're aiming for that as well, right? Developing those 4 silvers?
Yeah. I'm definitely going that way. But I'm competing against myself, too, because I want to win multiple years because I don't know what the contests are going to be next year. So I want, you know, I want to pad me some cushion in there to get me these trips to Team Kaizen because they're fabulous.
more lamb shank, right?
That's right, more lamb shank.
And what an experience for Logan as well. I just kept looking at her and watching her, you know, during the 4 days and how she connected with Ben and Kim Woodward's daughter. And what an experience. That, and I wanted to take our eldest daughter, who's 18 and will be headed off to university next fall, but fortunately Stacy was able to go with. If I could encourage, and I'm curious how you would encourage people, and let's finish with this. If they're setting their sights on Japan a year from now, 2018, all expense paid trip, including the reimbursement, Tony, you got the reimbursement check just like we did, like, what was it, a week and a half after we got back, to cover all of the airfare, unless we paid it a little bit extra for first class or business, you know, whatever. But $590 reimbursement per ticket. Same thing for Japan. When it says all expenses paid, no, Nikkan, this question came up to me yesterday. Nikkan will not pay you the money if you don't go to Japan. That's not the way it works. They're paying for an experience for us. What would you...
Yeah, and the experience is so much more, worth more than that $586 check, or any check that they could have wrote for us. You know, if they gave me the offer between $3,000 or the trip, I'd pick definitely the trip.
And why is that? Why is Japan all expense paid? Why is the experience, why is the trip worth more than the money?
Because it's a memory that lasts forever, whereas money is, you know, gone tomorrow.
Yeah, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. So, folks, there you have it. One of the top retailers right now, and not only in North America, but Nikkan Global. And if you want to, it's a delayed gratification. If you want to spend some time with Tony and rub shoulders with him and so many others, like Stacy and I had the opportunity, and I'm not rubbing in anybody's face to create a sense of jealousy or saying, No, I'm not going back to Japan by myself. I've picked a few people in our group, and I said, look, we're doing this together. And I think Tony has given us some really, really simple tools, and I'm sure there's lots of you out there that have questions that you'd say, well, what about this? What about this? I don't think, Tony, anybody held your hand. It doesn't sound like. You did your homework. And if you really want to excel at something, follow the lead of people like Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. All of those people were good at the one thing that they were good at, but they had to attempt or even try, we can use that word, many, 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 many times. And they probably failed many times at getting as good as they were. So if you're looking for another avenue, another way, another platform, let's take Tony's advice and go out there. There's a lot of search engines that people use that are very much untapped. And if you want to do it, or you do it the traditional network marketing way and get face-to-face, belly-to-belly with people and drive them to your website and get on the tutorials, how to create a simple website. Or it's really simple, and Tony, you and I have the advantage. We have kids. They know how to... right?
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not into what I'm into, so...
So, Tony Collins has been our guest this morning, and I feel like I've talked more than you have, but I'm looking at my notes going, this is really, really good stuff. So, if you have somebody in your group or that you know and said, man, I wish they could have heard this morning, you're okay. www.saturdayamlive.com is the website where all these calls are archived, and Tony, thank you again.
Thanks for having me, Vance.
All right, and Neil, I know you're going to have a blessed weekend. So again, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where all the calls are recorded. And Tony, I'm going to either let you go or you can stick around. It doesn't matter to me whatsoever. But I am going to open up the line for a little bit of Q&A and comments. But before I do that, three quick announcements, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on these. I'm going to rapid fire really, really fast. As we were just talking about, the quarterly incentive, the everyday organic-based weight management program, Nikkan is the only company that I've seen, and I have done some checking, not only with other network marketing companies, but with traditional companies like SlimFast, or they're all over the website. You see the commercials for them all the time. Nobody else is calling it weight management. And I love the fact that Nikkan, being so cutting edge, has decided, hey, even in our branding, that we're willing to do something different, because it's not about weight loss, folks. It's about weight management. And as one who is now only 3 pounds away from what I weighed in high school, no more excuses. Dr. Wayne Dyer's latest, his last book before he passed away, Excuses Be Gone. Okay, no more. Let's take ownership of our of these temples that God gave us, and let's say, hey, this is the only one I got, so no more excuses. Let's quit making excuses. Whatever you weighed in high school or college is what you should weigh as an adult. You most of us stopped growing about that time, okay? And so for me personally, I can now see for the first time how to manage this, not have the ups and downs, gain 5-10 pounds and then drop it, you know, and get rid of it. To be able to manage it, the cleanse and the detox is a superior product. Why? It's 100% USDA certified organic. You combine that with the digestion, the 10-4, the vital balance, and what an easy way to do learn how to do that. Check out the YouTube video or the Zoom presentation, whatever method or whatever platform Brody Craney used to record it. You type in Brody Craney on YouTube, B-R-O-D-Y, Brody Craney, C-R-A-N-E-Y. Just type that in. That's it. On YouTube, the second or the third video down is the latest recording of the presentation about the vital balance and the organic weight, everyday organic-based weight management program. What an amazing education. You talk about what Tony just talked about of educating ourselves, getting on the internet and finding this stuff. It's all free. It doesn't cost you anything but your time. And if we're willing to sacrifice, we can learn. I have watched this now 3 times, and I can't get enough of it. What Brody put together is the best education on where we are as a culture, not just here in North America, but globally, and our food choices and the epidemic, and it is an epidemic. When you approach 70% of our population is carrying extra weight, and half of those are what we consider clinically obese, and then 4 or 5% of those are what's considered morbidly obese. And morbidly obese is that things are going south really quick. That's an epidemic, folks. And I was once there, as far as being severely overweight. And people say, oh, no, and then there comes that justification again. No more excuses, folks. We now have a solution. And or as Brody puts it, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great? And he answers that statement with what Nikan has to offer. And then what I love so much about this presentation, he really simplifies it at the end and how we can use this as a business and how we can earn the tons of cash that Nikan's willing to give away every single month. And, as we just talked about, at the end of it all, get a trip to Japan if you're the top performer. So that first announcement, it's there again. Brody Craney, type it in on YouTube, or if you're in my email group list, I included it in the email. And if you accidentally deleted it, or you thought, oh, that's too much, I don't have time to read it, and just whoop, so many of us do that all the time, go back, find it, just pull it up out of your trash can, and it's there. Yes, it's going to take an investment of your time when you share it with other people. Even give them suggestions. Hey, watch it here and there. You don't have to sit down and watch it all at one full swoop. Especially at the end of the day, you're probably tired, exhausted, dealing with the kids, grandkids, all that stuff. Just take it in and do it in bite-sized chunks. And you can always go back to right where you left off. And this is an amazing, amazing solution. I love, look here, let me just do this for you. Here's a quick testimony for you on from Rachel Dayton. And I thank Gene Brock for passing this on to me. And let's see if I can find it right here. This was shared on the Platinum Alliance call. After 1 week, I'd lost 5 pounds and my hot flashes were gone. This is from Rachel Dayton, and most of us would look at her and say, oh man, she's such a little thing. How's she got any space to you know, da-da? She describes the whole process of what she did by taking this challenge the beginning of April, and the end result. Today is day 29. Here are my stats. Day 7, 5 pounds. Day 14, 8. 21, 11. Day 29, 14 pounds gone. Tomorrow is the final. I will continue with healthy eating habits formed, go back to one shake per day for breakfast, and continue 1 day one day, continue a one a day of cleanse and digestion. So only taking one, and probably before her biggest meal. After all, I don't want to be blown away, as I likely can fit into my cheerleading uniform from high school. Signed, Rachel Dayton, 63, and feeling fabulous. What's wrong with being a high school or college weight, folks? Nothing at all. Okay, two other quick things, and I'm not being very quick on that one, was I? San Antonio. Oh, my goodness. I loved, Tony alluded to this, focusing in on the next generation. That would be our kids and our grandkids. Right there on the website, on Niken's website, is all the information you'll want to know. Now is the time. It is time sensitive. There is a deadline to really take advantage and get the best pricing for tickets. And it's not about, and I know we're all prone to do this because I did it as well. I thought, oh, who do I want to go with me? I should call them and get them to put their money in. We can buy a block and then we're going to get some free. That's a great idea, but a better idea would be, who do you know that's a friend or a contact that's not even in your business, not part of your business yet, and they don't know about San Antonio? It's way out there. And if we put the date out there, put the invitation, hey, can you take a look at this? It's even on the customer page, okay? So their information, or have them over and, or sit down with your laptop or your phone or whatever and show them and say, hey, would you want to go with this, go to this with me? You know, and the quote is right there. I mean, let's see if I can get it to come back up, or I might have to log in again. But, yep, it's making me log in again. Here's the quote. Let me bring it up here right quick. It's the second scrolling image once you get logged into the website after the Kinko's Touch. Nope, I'm sorry. It's the third one. And when you click on that, here is the quote. My computer is not being as fast as I want. You'll see all the information there, and it's really, really well done. But if you click on tickets, if you come by yourself, you are there to learn. Bring a team, you are there to earn. And that's really what it's all about. And all the pricing is there before June 30th is when you can get the best pricing on that. So just check it out, and I won't say any more about that. I'm looking forward to being there this year. We won't have a volleyball tournament that's going to compete with it because that member of our family will be studying at American University in Washington, D.C. So keep your fingers crossed, folks, because we're really, really hoping and waiting for the Watanabe Scholarship to kick in to take care of the rest of the expenses. It's not cheap to go to some of these premier universities, and I'm not going to get into that. And then the last thing I want to announce is ICANN4. Is what we're calling it, affectionately, Team Rogers. And I'm going to put the announcement out there just once, or maybe again next Saturday, I will announce it again. If you're looking for a way to really develop yourself, this is not a Vance Rogers program, or a Barb Satterwhite, or a Gene Brock, or a Mary Bowser, or a Rita Hand. I could get through so many names of people that are really utilizing this. Alan Sonda Thornton, Carol John, Steve Crowfoot, a group of us, we call Team Rogers every Monday evening. And some of us, and I make it very, very clear, if you've got an appointment or you've got a customer you're meeting with, they take precedence to getting on a call with us to share what you're doing. But if you're willing to sacrifice about 20 to 25 minutes per day, that's the homework for the ICANN program. It's all recorded. Marty Jeffries, William Todd, Michael DiMoscio last fall gave us an amazing training program, and we're still milking it. It is absolutely amazing. All of the information is on SaturdayAMLive.com. Just click on the ICANN tab, and what I would encourage you to do, if you want to check it out and see if this is something you'd want to plug into, it is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime, like it did those of us who did the ICANN 2 program. Absolutely free, other than the sacrifice of your time. And if you're willing to invest a little bit of time, then you're going to get every single bit of that back and then some. The core principles of being in a network marketing occupation with a company like Niken and as a networker whatever platform you're using. If you're using Google, if you're using Shopify on Facebook, you're using so many of these others through social media, some of the tools you're going to learn, some of the skills you're going to develop, you will do that through the ICANN program. It's 12 weeks long, and again, every day we do the homework, which is listening or reading the teaching lesson for that week. But week number 12, and again, this is right on SaturdayAMLive.com. Just click on the ICANN tab. You'll see it there. Week number 12, scroll down to where it says Live with Marty, the audio replay, and click on it. 14 minutes overview of the whole program, week by week. Okay, it's a rapid-fire overview, or you can read it. And then you can hear some of the testimonies. Our own Pat Kelly, who is a member of Team Rogers, she shares a testimony along with several other ladies from literally around the globe that utilize this. And again, so we're just doing it every 12 weeks, and we're kicking it off here in a couple weeks. So check it out. And if you want to jump on board and do that, you need to contact me. And I'll give you the time on when we do that call on Monday evenings. Same number as what you just dialed in to be part of Saturday AM Live. It's just Monday evening, and that's our accountability when we share what we did with what we knew. Okay, what we learned, how we applied it to our business. That's what we focus in on. It's not we don't have guest speakers. It's just rapid fire, and it's every Monday evening. So you just have to email me or text me. I'd prefer you email me, and then I can add you to our group list. So I can send out updates. And then one final thing starts in 10 minutes from now, I believe. Dr. Herbert Pitino is the guest on Stump the Doc this morning, okay? And if you've never heard Dr. Herbert, oh my goodness, is he an amazing individual. Dr. Herbert and his wife were part of the inaugural Team Kaizen. And I'm looking at his picture right now on the email that Dave sent down. You just want the simple phone number, area code 646-568-7788. Again, that's area code 646-568-7788. And the webinar ID number, it is a lengthy number, 9 digits. If this is the code, 976-690-439-pound, and I think then you have to hit pound again. Okay, that ID number, that code is 976-690-439-pound. Again, Dr. Herbert Pitino, and that call will be commencing in 9 minutes from now. Questions, comments, and concerns. I'm hoping my dear friend Dr. Jones from Columbus, Ohio, is on the line. Star 6, by the way, David. And he may not be with us. And again, if you got a question, comment, concern.
I have a comment, Vance.
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Since we've been on this phone call for the last 52 minutes or so, I've had 2 orders come through my personal webpage. For those that are interested in getting people to the web page, it works.
It does work. 2 orders on a Saturday morning when most people are, you know, sleeping in or doing whatever. Hey, I'll bet it's paying off. And Tony, would you be willing to share because Nikan is now doing this, and which I'm so grateful. They are sending us an email. Tell us what's in that email, Tony, that Nikan sent.
Well, before, when Nikan would send out an email, they would just notify us when we had a new customer. As of a few weeks ago, not only do they notify us when we have a new customer, they also notify us when we have a order from a repeat customer. Mm-hmm. And that is so vital because the repeat customer is so much more profitable than the new business.
And they're telling us exactly what the amount of that order is. And we can then, literally within a matter of seconds, go on our webpage and look up the order and say, oh my goodness, I remember, yeah, that person I talked to, that was how long ago? Or whatever, or you don't even know, because Tony, you don't have a relationship with the majority of these people, do you?
No. I get 10 to 20 calls a month.
Yeah. So that's not bad in this, like you said, in 52 minutes that they're getting. And do you do a follow-up, by the way, and I forgot to ask this earlier, do you do a follow-up with them with a phone call, or you pop them an email, or do you use the e-card system to thank them for your order?
No, I only contact them if we have special deals, like, this last weekend, this last weekend when we had the free shipping for anybody that went to the event.
Mm-hmm. Some people hearing what you just said, they're going, whoa, what? I didn't know about that. If you were in Orlando, you and any of your customers that ordered more than $250, or was it 250 points worth?
Customers is $250, and for distributors it was points.
Yeah. So yeah, that was only applicable if you were in Orlando. I was not in Orlando. Okay, it's hard to be in Orlando and then be taking care of two of your daughters while your wife and oldest daughter are clear across the country. And I didn't have it, the scheduling didn't allow me to go. It's okay. And am I jealous? Am I upset? No, because it didn't apply to us. But if you were in Orlando, that promotion, and so Nikan's going to do all kinds of stuff like that. What do we do with that? We take advantage of it and share with our customers. So, but Tony, thank you. Because that just reiterates the importance of why we need to be in San Antonio, because we can take that information and take it. So these emails that Nikan are sending now, when our customers place an order, especially a repeat customer, we then can see exactly when they ordered, and then we go on our website. So you're not having to look every day and say, I wonder. And I think we need to be grown-ups here and face the facts that we can't sit around and just wait for people to place an order. If we're not driving them to our website, nobody else is. It's our job to get them there. And how do we do that? Well, we plant seeds, as you alluded to. We share. We do the homework. We find out what it takes to get people on the site. There was one other thing I wanted to mention, since nobody's star sixing and jumping on here with the question, comments, or concerns. That's it. Team Kaizen member, three-peat. We had Herb Rapp last week. I'm not 100% confirmed, but 99% she still thought she might have a conflict. And if it's not her, I will get one of the other members of Team Kaizen. But Julie Tara, who is no stranger to Saturday AM Live, she will be with us next Saturday. We heard Herb last Saturday, and if you didn't get him live, because you were in Orlando, catch the recording. And what an amazing gentleman. And then, as well, like I said, Julie Tara will be with us next Saturday to share what she's doing. And you talk about doing it I don't want to use the term old-fashioned, but developing for frontline silvers and being quality enrolled every month. Julie's been doing it since day one. That's how she keeps getting into Team Kaizen, year after year after year. 3 years now she's been part, and that's what she's done to make it happen. So she'll share with us next Saturday how to do that and how to implement that and how to get to Japan.
Hey, Vance?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Jones.
How are you, Vance?
You have a comment that was too good not to share with the whole group. Can you share that with us, please?
Yes. Last week I was driving in my car and I heard a radio commercial for a local hospital here in Columbus. That's the first hospital in the country to be using a new drug, FDA approved for MS. And like most drugs, the best they can do is try to slow down the rate of progression of the disease. They don't reverse it, they don't cure it or whatever. And so obviously in the commercial they were bragging that they got to be the first hospital in the country to use this drug. So I'm listening to the commercial as they're sharing, the wonders of this drug. And then I heard something that about made me want to drive off the road. When I heard it, I couldn't believe it. I said, oh my God, I got to share this with Vance. In that commercial, they actually went on to say, there's never been a better time to have MS. And I thought, are you kidding me? They actually said there's never been a better time to have MS in this commercial. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And you guys on the call, if you're still on, as Tony said, I met Tony at the Orlando event a year ago. During one of the breaks, I was grabbing a bite to eat, and I sat down with Tony and Gary Bolton, and it was a pleasure to, you know, to just sit and talk with both of them. They're awesome people. But as Tony said, our products work, and that's the mindset of Western medicine, is that they want you to be excited about having certain diseases and conditions. And what we have, actually, there's never been a better time to be a Neken. And I shared that with Vance yesterday as I was sharing this nugget of information that I couldn't believe I was hearing. But and a great example of that, you guys, is I heard Susan Carver, who's an awesome Neken leader in Orlando, she said one time, if you were told that there's a hotel with 1,000 rooms and that in one of those rooms is a suitcase with $1 million in it, and you're going from room to room looking because you want that $1 million. If you got to room 217 or 405 or whatever, and you hadn't found it yet, would you give up? You know that $1 million is in one of those rooms, but after you know, and hitting a room that doesn't have the suitcase is similar to some of the people we talk to that'll just say, no, thank you, I'm not interested, whatever. You know, don't get hung up on the nose, because what we have is absolutely life-changing. We know that $1 million is sitting there in one of those rooms. We know that it's there. You just got to keep sharing it with people, because you never know when you're going to connect with that person that's going to turn around and share it with others. And next thing you know, you've got somebody that's on fire and a new team leader.
And David, I think to reiterate, we don't have to yearn or desire or want a condition like multiple sclerosis or fibromyalgia or lupus or joint replacement surgery. The list goes on and on and on. That is, again, Western medicine's angle, even to the point of advertising and marketing, that there's never been a time to have these wonderful diseases. They're not wonderful. Being overweight is not wonderful. Having chronic issues, dealing with all these things is not wonderful. That's not active wellness. That we are the laughingstock of the world. And what is wonderful is having healthy physical bodies, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, five pillars of health that actually function the way they should. And Neken has given us the opportunity, the platform to be able to achieve that. Now, what is yearning, what is desirable, what we should be saying is there's never been a time, yes, not only to be a Neken, and right on the heels of that, there's never been a time to just dig deep and sacrifice a little more and say that suitcase of $1 million is out there. That diamond in the rough is out there. Those aces, that deck of 52, they're in that deck. We got to simply keep going. We don't know who we're going to share it with and say, hey, have you ever thought about magnetic therapy? Have you ever thought about clean water? Have you ever, whatever the case may be, wouldn't it be great to have a solution or to have solutions available? We have lots of them. And now's the time to take advantage of it. So, David, thank you for adding that little tidbit. Thank you so much, Tony Collins, for sharing your wisdom. Folks, jump on to Stump the Doc with Dr. Herbert Patino. It's going now. It's streaming. It's active. You can watch it via Zoom or dial in the number I gave previously. Have a great weekend, everybody. And if there's anything that we can do to help out, don't hesitate putting us to work. I have my core people that I get to work with that are doing that literally and keeping me jumping through hoops. And I love it. We're 1,200 points away right now from developing our first silver, dear friends of ours, and that means three more to go. and we'll be on that plane to Japan. So onward and upward, everybody. Again, have a fantastic weekend. And if we don't talk to you before then, we'll talk to you next week on Saturday AM Live. Bye-bye, everybody.
Take care, man.